You're tuned in to La Onda Bajita, cruising through Aztlan this Friday night, bringing you news of struggles across Indigenous lands. I'm Tara Darabji, and tonight we'll be listening to an interview about the struggle for Indigenous rights underway right now in Canada. The Canadian Bill C-45 threatens to damage treaty rights and Indigenous communities across Canada. There have been widespread protests under the banner of Idle No More. These include hunger strikes. We are joined on the line by Jimmy Monkrand. He's the commissioner of the World Indigenous Coalition and spiritual guides of Central America and the Dene Nation of Northern Canada. Jimmy Monkrand, first off, I want to thank you for joining us and for all the work that you do and give to your community. Thanks for joining us tonight on La Onda Bajita.
Thank you.
Jimmy Monkrand, can you tell us about the Canadian Bill C-45 and what it means for Indigenous communities in Canada?
Bill C-45, it's a bill and legislation that the government of Canada, Prime Minister, is trying to push through the Senate. That bill, what it does is it not just violates the rights of the treaties of the Indigenous people, but it also it violates the Environmental Acts, and removing the protection for land, the boreal forests, fresh waters, animals, and other habitats will be destroyed if this legislation goes through. So it's not just for the happening to the Indigenous people, but it's happening to the land itself. And that's why we set up this process of calling the Idle No More, because we sat back and listened and did nothing about it for centuries. And today, in question, is that we are willing to challenge the authorities in place over this.
So, Jimmy Monkrand, now that people are being idle no more, can you tell, you know, the gente, our listeners, the people listening out here all through Califatzlan, all through, you know, the world, we have listeners. Tell us about some of the protests that have been happening. What are people doing? How are they organizing to protect the Mother Earth?
What they're organizing is just that they're expressing their cultural identities across the land. There is no violence in it. There's no aggressive behavior. It's basically people marching with the drums, the beat of Grandmother Earth, and bringing people on board, people letting people know that it's not just affecting us, it's affecting our future, it's affecting the land, it's affecting their lifestyle. It's not just for today, but it's for generations to come that this bill is going to affect the people. And because of that, we're having a peaceful demonstration right across the major cities in Canada: Calgary, Saskatoon, Prince Albert, Northern Lawrence, Northwestern Saskatchewan, Ottawa, and you name it, right across Canada. The Indigenous people have started the march.
And have there been, I heard a report that there are some people are doing hunger strikes.
Yes, we have a chief from the Nunavut area that's doing a hunger strike, and she's been at it for over 3 weeks now. Her name is Spence, and she's doing it because she believes that this Bill C-45 is damaging to not just, again, to the Indigenous people, but to everybody that's living off the land or using the fresh waters. And it creates a chain reaction. If the oil industries or the uranium mines start dumping their waste into the waters, it's guaranteed that a food chain will also be affected and the nature around it.
Jimmy Monkrand, if people want to themselves become idle no more, how can they join with you and other people across Canada and around the world?
A lot of the information about Idle No More is basically on Facebook. And a lot of people can start signing petitions or make petitions and send it to the government in Canada requesting that the support for our people. and through those processes, it would make it a lot easier. I want to bring up the idea that this march is a calm march, and it's a very quiet march. But we've been segregated from all economic processes and developments, and there's even now immigration bringing in people to take our jobs. So we're kind of in a poverty area right now, a lot of our people. And because of that influx, and because of the scenarios that happened and the events that unfold before this, all of it is taken into consideration, and this Idle No More March was developed and it started.
And what is the timeline? When will a decision be made on Bill C-45? And
well, as we speak right now, the document hasn't been, as I understand, hasn't been taken forward to the Senate yet, as the chiefs, the leaders, the representatives are going to be meeting tomorrow. But now that's changed, because the Attorney General the Prime Minister ordered the Attorney General not to meet with the Native people, because we are still crowned because of the treaty. So Elder Spence sent a letter to the Queen in England, and also the Chief Alio, the AFN Chief, sent a letter to the Queen requesting her attendance or forcing the hands of the government to meet with the people, the leaders.
Well, Jimmy Montgran, thank you, for giving our gente, for our people, an update on the struggles that are happening in Canada, Bill C-45 threatening to damage not only treaty rights, Indigenous communities, but Mother Earth herself. Keep up the struggle and keep up the fight, and we'll continue to follow this on Long La Bajita.
Yes, I just want to verify one thing. It's almost like the segregation of the 1968 movement in America. Only that process was kind of a violent uprising and everything. At this stage, we haven't planned on anything like that, nor are we going to. But right now, the ice is pretty thin, and a lot of people are getting upset with the government's move on this. And so we don't know exactly where it's going to sit at this stage.
Sometimes the quietest struggles are the ones with the greatest impact.
Yes, and we believe that. So we're going to keep it in that area as much as we can, because this movement is basically, the young people are the ones that started it, the youth. They had enough. They're not going to sit back and just sit idle and listen to the misrepresentation of our rights in the Constitution of Canada.
This is the voice of Jimmy Montgrand. He's a commissioner for the World's Indigenous Coalition and Spiritual Guides of Central America and the Dene Nation of Northern Canada, talking to us about the protests, Idle No More in Canada. Thanks so much. You're listening to Long La Bajita. I'm Tara Darabji. Just want to give a special thanks to the crew at La Onda, Mr. Chuch, Gavilan, Pedro Reyes, and a special thank you to my co-host for many years, La Brava, Presente, on the other side, and know that this is an issue that she would be bringing to the mic if she were here in the flesh, but I know that her spirit is behind the struggle now. So all my relations, and back to you. Stay tuned. You're listening to La Onda Bajita on KPFA.